I want to tell you three stories. First story is about a young woman who escaped North Korea. She was a girl who lived in that repressive regime, who said that pretty much her daily lesson in school was anti-Americanism, anti-Japan, and the Kim regime was like God. She said a typical math problem, Ms. Park is her name, a typical math problem for her would be something like this, and I'm cleaning up the language, okay? If you have three SOB Americans, and then you go out and find two others and kill them, how many dead SOB Americans are there? That was math class for her. She said she grew up poor, but it was when her father was arrested for dealing in pirated materials, that means smuggled in materials. They were really poor, and she had to eat insects, and she had to eat bugs, and she had to eat wild flowers just to stay alive. Then something happened in her that opened up her mind that maybe life could be better, maybe it could be different. A movie got smuggled into North Korea. See, over there, the government doesn't allow movies or music or internet, none of that. But what she got her hands on was a copy of Titanic. You ever seen it? She watched it. She said it changed her life. I didn't think it was that good a movie. You know what she loved about it? She said, I knew people would die for their country, because that had been ingrained in her since she was a little girl. She said, it never dawned on me that people would die for love. When I heard her say that, I thought, I know somebody who died for love, to give love to the world, to help serve and give life to others. That's the story we tell about Jesus. Well, if you want to know, this young girl was 13 at the time. She and her mom fled. Christian missionaries helped them in an underground railroad, just like slaves were escaping from slavery in this country. An underground railroad took her into China, and she went through much hardship to Mongolia, finally to South Korea. Now she lives in Chicago, and she just wrote a book. And it's called A Young Girl's Journey to Life and Freedom. Okay, that's one story. The second story is the story about Jesus. He comes into Jerusalem. I love the parade today because he's coming in on an animal and people are shouting things and they're excited and they're waving branches and they're quoting scripture. And what's on his mind, do you think? What is Jesus thinking about all of this as he comes into the city? Well, the passage that Beverly read is an early song of the church. It's probably the church's oldest song. We don't have the music, so we can't do it the way they did it, but we still have the words. And it's called the Jesus Song, or the Christ Hymn. And what it says is, Jesus lived a humble life, an obedient life. Jesus emptied himself to make us full. Emptied himself. Gave it all, left nothing, poured himself out completely. That's what the song says about Jesus. And then it says, because he gave himself completely to the love of God and for the benefit of others, God made that name great. That story, Paul says, is about Jesus. But it's also about you. You that are joining the church and you that are here on Palm Sunday, it's about me. You see, the passage I think that's in the front of the bulletin today says that God is at work in you. Isn't that interesting? All eyes are on Jesus. Everybody's throwing cloaks in front of Jesus. They're getting animals for Jesus to ride. They're shouting to him. They're waving palms. All eyes are on Jesus. But Paul says God is at work in you. The sermon title is Have the Same Mind That Was in Jesus, because again, all eyes are on Jesus, but the emphasis of the Jesus song is that it grows in your heart. Your thoughts, your heart, your will, your actions take on what Jesus was up to. In fact, one of my favorite passages of Scripture And I didn't really notice it until I think I got to this church. You know, you read the Bible a lot, but you don't notice certain things sometimes. The one I noticed was Jesus says, as the Father sent the Son into the world, all eyes on Jesus, now the Son sends you. Wow. The work of God continues in us as we carry on Jesus' work, serving, giving, being generous, loving and blessing, looking to save and offer life. All right, third story. Didn't I say there were three? Confirmation class, hold me accountable, will you? Did I say three or did you want a 30-minute sermon? No, three. Okay, three stories. First story was about the Korean, right? She escaped and she was inspired by love. Then there's a story about Jesus giving his life as an act of love for the world. At Christmas, I clipped this one out, just after Christmas. Out in Utah, where ponds freeze over, a little boy was chasing his dog. I think the boy was about 13. Chasing his dog across the ice. Bam, the ice cracks. The boy goes in. So his friend sees it, runs. It's a cold day in Utah in December. Runs and tells the boy's parents. The parents call emergency help. The sheriff comes onto the scene. The sheriff knows he's got seconds to work. Sheriff goes right out onto the ice, starts to jump up and down, breaks through the ice. Uses his fists to pound to where he thought the boy might be. He gets about 25 feet out. That's about a first down for those of you that play football. I know some of our confirmation kids do. Okay, he's out there from the shore. He's in there up to his neck. He can't touch. His feet are dangling on top of the reeds at the bottom, but he can't touch the ground. And he yells out, "Come on, little buddy! Come on, little buddy! Where are you?" The sheriff said he looked to the shore, he was getting ready to give up, and he saw the family of the boy, and he thought, I don't want to have to go tell them that he didn't make it. So he gave one last pass through the reeds with his feet. He's feeling along the feet. Then the boy's body rises, comes to the surface. The sheriff grabs him by it, gets his head out of the water, grabs him, swims to the shore. They put him on an airplane. They get him to emergency help at a hospital. The boy lives. In part because your body's metabolism slows down so much in cold temperatures. By the way, the boy's dog lives too, the newspaper story was sure to tell us. How about the sheriff? The sheriff has nerve damage in his hands. The sheriff had to go to the hospital and be treated for hypothermia, lots of stitches on his arms. And they asked the sheriff, they said, tell us about being a hero that day. And the sheriff says, well, let me tell you this. I was not the hero. I was just the guy that got in the water. The hero is all of us, working together to help. The sheriff's office released a statement and said, we would never ask any of our employees to get into a frozen pond to do that. This is something, he saw the situation, he risked his own life, he chose to do this. It wasn't us that commanded him. So, Palm Sunday, all eyes are on Jesus who empties himself, who gives his love, who pours himself out completely, holds nothing back. I think as he goes into the city and as he cleanses the temple, I think as he's praying in the garden when the guards come to arrest him, I think as he's having the Last Supper with his disciples, I think as he stands courageously before Pilate and Herod, I think as he's on the cross in Golgotha, I think though all eyes are on him, his eyes are on you, saying God is at work in you, have in you this mind of generosity and service and faithfulness so that the work continues. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.